Welcome to Gaming Legends, the podcast where we delve into the stories behind the most iconic games in history. I'm your host, Drake. And today we're exploring the intense rivalry between two games that have tested the patience and skills of gamers around the world, The Impossible Game and Geometry Dash, released in 2009. The Impossible Game took the gaming world by storm with its minimalist design and brutal difficulty. Players guide a small orange square through a series of deadly obstacles using just a single button. Sounds simple, right? Well, simplicity can be deceiving. The game's levels are unforgiving, requiring perfect timing and precision. The Impossible Game's straightforward yet challenging design quickly garnered a dedicated following. It was the perfect mix of frustrating and addictive, leading to countless YouTube videos of players both raging and celebrating their hard-earned victories. And then, in 2013, Geometry Dash entered the fray, developed by Robert Topala. Geometry Dash took the core concept of the Impossible Game and expanded on it in every conceivable way. With vibrant graphics, a catchy soundtrack, and a variety of game modes, Geometry Dash offered a more polished and feature-rich experience. Geometry Dash didn't just stop at offering more modes. It also introduced user-generated content. Players could create and share their own levels, which added a whole new dimension to the game. This feature alone skyrocketed Geometry Dash's popularity, creating a massive community of creators and players. The game also introduced new mechanics like flying and changing gravity, adding layers of complexity and excitement. The community in Geometry Dash is incredible. There's always a new level to try, and the creativity is just mind-blowing. So, what fuels the rivalry between the Impossible Game and Geometry Dash? It boils down to innovation, community, and nostalgia. The Impossible Game will always be special to the millions of gamers around the world. It was one of the first games that truly tested their skills and patience. The Impossible Game holds a special place in the hearts of many gamers. Its simplicity and original design laid the groundwork for future platformers, earning it a legendary status. Geometry Dash is always evolving. The new updates, the user-created levels, it's just a never-ending source of fun and challenge. On the other hand, Geometry Dash took the foundation built by the Impossible Game and pushed it to new heights. Its innovative features and active community have kept the game fresh and exciting for over a decade. People love the Impossible Game for its pure, unadulterated challenge. It's raw and relentless. Geometry Dash is amazing because of the community and endless content. There's always something new to try. Both games have their unique strengths, and this rivalry has only driven their developers to improve and innovate. It's a testament to how competition can lead to greatness in gaming. So, whether you're a fan of the classic, no-frills challenge of the Impossible Game or the vibrant, ever-evolving world of Geometry Dash, there's no denying the impact these games have had on the platformer genre. Their rivalry has pushed the boundaries of what these types of games can be. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Gaming Legends. Which game do you prefer, the Impossible Game or Geometry Dash? Let us know on our social media channels or in the comments below. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. It really helps us out. Until next time, keep jumping and dodging, and happy gaming, everyone.